Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Can I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be, ma'am, we would like to go ahead and know is, does anybody in your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Thinking ahead of this November, ma'am, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am. Well, with which political party would you say you're registered, ma'am?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. What would you say is your main racial background?
I was born here Hispanic.
Okay. Would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
46 to 55.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or you feel they've gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay. I see. Well, from the following list, ma'am, which issue would you, well, should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, property insurance costs?
Environment, affordable housing, and what were the other one? The other ones?
It's okay, ma'am.
Sorry.
You could just
want a lot.
It's okay. No
okay.
problem. I'll be giving you a list of some public officials in Miami, ma'am, that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, you can tell me as well. For example, Daniela Levine Cava, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay. What about Damian Pardo? Do you see you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
No, unfamiliar.
No problem. All right. And Keon Hardiman, would you see you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfamiliar.
No problem, ma'am. What about Manolo Reyes? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfamiliar.
No problem. And Francis Suarez, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Eileen Higgins? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfamiliar.
No problem. Raquel Regalado, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well, what about Christine King? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. What about Miguel Gabela? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfamiliar.
What about Joel Carollo, ma'am? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Joel Carollo, unfavorable.
Yes, very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, Republican candidate?
Joe Biden, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
All right, ma'am. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballots for voters to decide. I'm just going to ask you about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, ma'am, I just want you to tell me if you would vote a yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. I'll be quick. The first one says, the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state
licensed. I'm in favor.
That's okay, ma'am. I was going to ask you, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment, or would you vote no against it?
Yes in favor.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Moving on, ma'am. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. The ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, ma'am, would you vote yes in favor of this constitutional amendment, or would you vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I'm sorry, just making sure. It's yes in favor is for, can you repeat it again?
Let me read it again. Mm-hmm. It says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Yes, in favor.
Oh, okay, ma'am.
I'm in favor for the pro-choice.
Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, as there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, ma'am, one of these proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to City? Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, ma'am, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum or would you vote a no against this referendum?
I'm really unfamiliar with it. I think I need to do a little bit more research on that one.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Okay. And, if you had to choose today, ma'am, would you say you would vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against it if you had to choose
I'm
today?
Not sure, to be honest. I really don't want to say either way.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Moving on. Well, now I'm going to give you some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. I just want you to tell me if you approve or disapprove. I'll be more specific. The first one says allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Would you say you approve or disapprove of that?
I think approve.
Approve strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And moving on, reducing the overall amount of development, would you approve or disapprove of that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Reducing the overall amount of development, would you approve or disapprove of that?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay? Would you approve or disapprove of that?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat.
What about this one? Allowing office space to be included? Would you approve or disapprove of that?
Mm-hmm. Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your answers. Moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. Well, I'm just going to give you a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, ma'am, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say definitely yes, probably yes, or you're leaning for a yes?
Leaning for yes.
Mm-hmm. Moving on quickly, ma'am, we're almost done. Regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard, ma'am, like in your own words?
What do you mean?
Oh, from what I just read, ma'am, what would you say is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Mm-hmm.
From regarding the Watson?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the condominiums, but if they would be affordable. I don't know. more affordable housing.
All right, let me write that down, ma'am. More affordable housing. All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for that feedback. Well, from what I just read, ma'am, what would you say is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. We would like to know as well, ma'am. Well, moving on. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal, or would you say it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot, ma'am. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Pirate Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote a yes in favor of this referendum, or would you vote no against this referendum?
No.
You would vote no against it? Would you say definitely no, probably no, or you're leaning towards a no?
Leaning towards a no.
Okay. All right. And lastly, ma'am, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, which is Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? Would you say that you oppose both of the proposals on Watson Island, or you support the Jungle Island proposal but not the Watson Harbor proposal, or you support the Watson Harbor proposal but not the Jungle Island proposal, or you support both of the proposals on Watson Island?
Support Watson, not the
Jungle. Not the Jungle Island. No problem, ma'am. All right, just going to read these last short demographic questions. All right, so regardless of how you may feel today, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, ma'am?
Biden.
Biden. All right, ma'am. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
A little too fast.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Liberal? Very or somewhat liberal, ma'am?
Very.
Okay. Well, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Okay.
Bachelor's of Science.
Bachelor's. What would you say is your national ancestry, ma'am?
Hispanic.
Oh, like for example, would you say Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican?
Cuban.
Cuban, great, ma'am. All right, and in home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, or always speak Spanish?
Mostly speak English, speak some Spanish.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.